you for joining us in this time of prayer and devotion. We are First Presbyterian Church in Fond du Lac. We are Christians serving, learning, and loving. You can find us on the web at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. We are located at 1225 4th Street and have in-person worship on Sundays at 9.
We hear the words of the psalmist, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Welcome to worship this third Sunday of Advent.
No matter what troubles overwhelm us today, Isaiah reminds us that in all of our preparation of passionate pursuits of God's coming kingdom, we must not forget that God's salvation has come and is coming.
With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
With joy you will remember that God's salvation is already present among us.
Faced with the troubles and the suffering of the world, we choose to live in joyful presence to God and one another. We will not turn away from the pain and the hurt in our world. And we will not stop rejoicing in God, whose salvation fills us to overflowing, that God's love might flow through us and flood our troubled world with hope, peace, and joy.
We light this candle of joy as a sign of our commitment to be presented to ourselves, our friends, our families, and our neighbors, that in sharing our vulnerable lives, we might share in the glorious joy of God's salvation together.
Today's first scripture reading is from the prophet Isaiah, promising that when the Messiah returns, Israel will direct their attention to the Lord, thank him for all he has done for them, and they will joyfully participate in the Lord's salvation, fully and eternally provided for by the Lord. Please join me in reading responsively Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. You will say on that day, I thank you, Lord, though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. God is indeed my salvation. I will trust and won't be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my shield. He has become my salvation. You will draw water with joy from the springs of salvation. And you will say on that day, thank the Lord, call on God's name, proclaim God's deeds among the peoples, declare that God's name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, who has done glorious things. Proclaim this throughout all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, city of Zion, because the Holy One of Israel is great among you.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Luke's gospel, the third chapter of John the Baptist out in the wilderness as people were coming one after another to be baptized. Listen for the word of the Lord. Then John said to the crowds who came to be baptized by him, "You children of snakes, who warned you to escape from the angry judgment that is coming soon? Produce fruit that shows you have changed your hearts and lives. And don't even think about saying to yourselves, 'Abraham is our father.' I tell you that God is able to raise up Abraham's children from these stones. The axe is already at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be chopped down and tossed into the fire." The crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" He answered, "Whoever has two shirts must share with the one who has none, and whoever has food must do the same." Even tax collectors came to be baptized. They said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He replied, "Collect no more than you are authorized to collect." Soldiers asked, "What about us? What should we do?" He answered, "Don't cheat or harass anyone, and be satisfied with your pay." The people were filled with expectation, and everyone wondered whether John might be the Christ. John replied to them all, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than me is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the strap of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The shovel he uses to sift the wheat from the husks is in his hands. He will clean out his threshing area and bring the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the husks with a fire that can't be put out." With many other words, John appealed to them, proclaiming good news to the people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I took this picture in my backyard that the tree, when we first planted it, was about as tall as this. It's now way, way over the top of my house. It's really high. So I had to get a really good lens to get those up at the top of the tree, because that's where they usually are. Well, do you see a lot of pine cones by your house? No? Well, I don't have as many in my tree right now. Do you know why? No, the squirrels. The squirrels. I have squirrels everywhere. Not enough hawks in my backyard, but I have a lot of squirrels. And the squirrels go up there, and they like to take those down because there's some yummy stuff inside and some seeds to eat. They didn't pay the tax. So they take their cones down, and they hide them all over the place. Have you seen squirrels hide things? Everywhere. And so they put them here, and they put them there, and they put them here, and they take them all over the place. Well, believe it or not, that's kind of got something to do with this, the scripture that we just read today. John the Baptist was kind of spreading out the seeds of God's love, wasn't he? He was telling people that Jesus is coming and he's pretty awesome and you got to get ready. And he was telling people over here and he's telling people over there, just kind of like the squirrels take my pine cones all over the place. And what happens to those pine cones sometimes? Sometimes the seeds fall out. And what happens then? They grow. Another tree grows in that spot. Is that what the squirrel wanted to happen? Probably not, although it would be a good time to get more food another day, right? But they probably didn't think about it. So as we put God's seeds in our heart, God's love goes in our heart, do you just stay at your house all the time or do you go other places? You do go other places, don't you? And do you share God's love and talk about God and talk about how awesome God is? You do. And what happens when you do that? You spread the seeds. You spread God's love. I think you must be allergic to this. No? Okay. Well, so have you ever thought about why we put evergreen trees that make some people like me sneeze in our house? And do you see? There are pine cones in here. Do people decorate with pine cones? They do. Did you ever think about why that is? Why do we decorate with pine cones? Well, I think that every time you see some pine cones decorated in your house or when you're shopping or any place else, I want you to think about, oh, I have a job to do. I'm like this pine cone. I have a job to do. I have the job to share God's love. To share God's love with people everywhere. Not just stay right where I am, but to go everywhere and share God's love. So when you see beautiful pine cones with beautiful evergreen trees, I want you to think about the job that you have to do, and that is to share God's love. Let's take a little time and let's talk with God right now. Loving and gracious God, we thank you so much for the gifts that you give to us each and every day. We thank you for a warm place to live and food to eat, for family and friends, and for all the people that you put into our lives that help us learn more about you and your love. We ask that you would help us to spread your love all over. We ask you to help us to share your love with every person that we meet. We know that we get so busy doing so many things, and we have so many beautiful things to look at. Help us to have those things remind us of you and your love and the work that we have to do. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen.
Almighty God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. I noticed in the headlines this week, Taylor Swift spotted spreading joy at Kansas City Children's Hospital. Is Taylor Swift maybe a new prophet, new Messiah? In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. There is truth that she is spreading joy, joy that those children needed, joy that we need, joy that the people of Isaiah's day needed as well. Isaiah 12 is made up of two different songs. It may be hard to see that as we read through it, but yet as we take a closer look at it, each of these two different songs or psalms or hymns, they begin with the phrase, "You will say, on that day." The first song is all filled with singular pronouns. It's about an individual, as if that individual is singing that song. The second song, beginning with, "You will say on that day," in verse 4, has plural pronouns, as if sung by a congregation, a community. And verse 3 is what connects those two songs together. Verse 3, within the historical context of Isaiah, is likely referring to some ritual activity that God's people did. One possible current day version that we might be a little more familiar with is when we have a baptism, or on Christ's baptism Sunday, we gather around the font, maybe we touch the water, have some marbles in the water, and we say, "Remember your baptism and be thankful." It's a way of renewing that contract, that covenant that God has with us of our baptism. It's a ritual activity of sharing the Lord's Supper together. The ritual activity likely to have taken place at the time of Isaiah was Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And a key command for the promise of Sukkot is from Deuteronomy 16, verses 14 and 15, stating, "You shall have nothing but joy." And it's not you as an individual. No, it's said to everyone, "Be joyful at your festival as you gather together. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, the widows who live in your town. For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God, for the Lord your God will bless you and all your harvest and the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete." This joy is the same joy that's mentioned in Isaiah 12. It's a song to be sung by the community of believers. It has a much different meaning than we often think of when we hear the word joy in today's world. If you look up the definition of joy, you'll find some sort of a version of a feeling of great pleasure or happiness, some sort of satisfaction. That's not necessarily the same joy that Scripture offers to us. In our culture of hyper-individualism, myopic, one-eyed, one single lens focus on the self does not give us that understanding of joy that we do as we gather together as God's people. The understanding of an individual finding joy, I believe, is a key contributor to the current demise of mental health in our society. We long for joy, and yet we can't seem to grasp it. We can't encounter the joy that God designed for us as individuals. The late Rabbi Sacks wrote, "Joy, not happiness, is a central Jewish value. Whereas happiness may be a state of mind of the individual, joy is something we must share together. Joy is communal. It is never experienced in solitude." I like to say that happiness is based on our happenings, what's happening around us. But joy is something that transcends all that is happening around us. It's something that mystically comes from deep within us. In verse 3 of Isaiah 12, we read, "You will draw water with joy from the springs of salvation." These words were spoken by the prophet Isaiah to the people of Judah when the Assyrian Empire was this dominant power threatening to overtake them. Judah lived in the shadow of that power. And Judah was soon taken over. The people of Judah and Jerusalem were dealing with not only the Assyrians, but other foreign invaders, political instability in their own world, many other crises. Theirs was a world that was unpredictable and out of their control. Maybe it sounds familiar to many of us. Isaiah 12 is a song of praise in anticipation of a new exodus of sorts, hearkening back to the exodus of God's people from being under the oppression of Pharaoh into that land flowing with milk and honey. That exodus of wandering in a wilderness for 40 years, in anticipation of a time to come when God will miraculously provide salvation to those under the control of an evil power. Isaiah 12 is a song in praise. That promise of the new exodus, when God again brings about a miraculous salvation, that is what Advent is about. That is what our Christian faith is all about. This text was written to the Israelite community as they were learning again how they were to worship a God that called them back over and over. And we too are learning again how to worship a God who has called us back. And that is the message of John the Baptist. In Luke chapter 3, we read, "Produce fruit that shows you have changed your hearts and lives." Repent is what John the Baptist is saying. It makes a perfect connection for us at this season of Advent. We're in a world that often seems unpredictable. At times, it's out of our control. We need to relearn what it looks like to produce fruit that shows we have changed our hearts and our lives, and not just go through the same old, traditional, day in, day out. What are examples of this fruit that John talks about in our lives today? He gives examples then. How might we reword John the Baptist's instructions? Whoever has been blessed, he must share with those who have none. Whoever has food, do the same. Share food with one another. Don't keep adding to your bank accounts more than you could use. Be satisfied with your pay. Don't be a fraud. Don't bully other people. Don't try to be controlling. Those are possibilities. There's many, many more, I'm sure. When we learn to produce fruit, to live a life that shows that we've changed our hearts, that is living in community, relying together on God's presence. And it's only then is when we can encounter that true joy that God intends for us. During this season of Advent, as the nights grow longer and media outlets seem to continually proclaim all sorts of bad news, we need to hear something about joy. We're like the people of Isaiah's time. We're like the people of John the Baptist's time. They didn't know what else was coming. They knew the life they were living wasn't what God intended. There should be something more. And yet, what was it and how? Just like them, we wait for that day. On that day, when God's salvation comes to us in all its fullness, and we are all gathered together in God's presence. But as we wait, it's not just idly waiting. It's not as if we can't encounter salvation in the everyday, ordinary moments of our life. We encounter that whenever we gather together and fellowship with one another and praise God with one another and give thanks. I've heard many anticipating with excitement, gathering together on Christmas Eve to worship, to hear those eternal words of salvation. And I don't know about you, but I always hear it through the words of Linus. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. We celebrate our salvation, the salvation that has already come, the baby that's about to be born in the manger is also the baby who grew into a man and was executed on that cross for you and I, so we could encounter God's salvation and we could live each day in fullness, live each day with joy. And that's one of the many reasons we gather together every Sunday and worship God in community. We are called to gather together, to share with one another, to lift one another up. And sometimes when we get a little bit too full of ourselves, to pull one another down, to encounter Christ in the other, to learn how to show that Jesus has changed our lives so that each one of us can proclaim together in unison, the Holy One of Israel is great among you, as we shout and sing for joy together as the whole people of God with the saints of all times. May we continue to gather together so that we may shout and sing the true joy that God offers to us. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church located at 1225 4th Street here in Conroe. Thank you for joining us this morning in prayer and devotion.